One of the cases that interests me a lot is this case of patient's worth. And this is from the early 20th century in the U.S. This is about a St. Louis housewife named Pearl Curran, who had an eighth grade education, some musical abilities, but certainly was not widely read, didn't know much about the Bible or ancient history or really much at all. And she started channeling through a Ouija board, a personality who claimed to have lived in England in the 17th century named Patience Worth. And this Patience Worth personality, through Pearl, produced 29 volumes of written material that are now in the Missouri Historical Society in St. Louis. This included like half a dozen novels, some plays, thousands and thousands of poems improvised on the spot, and lots of very witty discussions, and a personality quite different from that of Pearl. And what's particularly interesting about this is the quality of the literature and the extreme fluency of this creativity. Pearl could improvise poems on the spot on any topic presented to her. The poems were fantastic in many cases. She could produce stunts of composition that I think, as far as I know, are unprecedented in literary history. So, for example, at one point, somebody asked her to write a poem, each letter, each line of which began with a different letter of the alphabet, going from A to Z. They said, you can leave out X. And then there was a pause of a few seconds, and the poem came out as quickly as the stenographer could write it down. Another thing about this case is that Pearl would write these poems or the novels in an archaic Anglo-Saxon dialect that actually had never been spoken, that was a mixture of dialects from several different centuries and included words that even scholars of the time had to work hard to trace down and find out that they were legitimate words.
Could it be reincarnation?
Well, except it's not clear. It wasn't. There was a consistent personality through them all, but not linked to any particular time. There's no real evidence of survival. There is no information that comes from this that links the persona of Patience Worth to anybody in the past. This has been actively researched. I spent a long time going through the Mormon records to see who came from the U.S. at this particular period of time when Pearl says she came over to the U.S. from Dorset in England and was killed by Indians. But that's about all we know about her. There's no record of anybody named Patience Worth, much less anybody with these kinds of literary abilities. Another reason for not linking her to any particular time is, although she said she was from the 17th century, one of the novels that she wrote was a Victorian novel, and which postdated the time when Pearl said she lived. And actually, the publisher of this book had a sense of humor. He said, this is a mid-Victorian novel by a pre-Victorian author. Go ahead.
Well, why do you think it's so difficult to pin down evidence and proof?
One of the reasons is that it's almost impossible, in principle, almost impossible, to distinguish evidence of survival from evidence of psychic functioning by the living. And that's because, for reasons we discussed earlier, if you're communicating through a medium with the spirit, you're already involved in psychic functioning on the other side.
That's true.
And if a medium gives you verifiable evidence, if, for example, a medium says, Uncle Harry's with me now, he wants you to know that he had a secret will that he hid in a secret compartment in his desk. All right. Now, suppose no living person knows that.
Right. Or he's got money in his mattress or something.
Right. And then suppose we find it. Well, if it was there to be verified normally, then it was there to be accessed by clairvoyance, by ESP.
Right.
So you've got a kind of stalemate that's really hard to break through.